Welcome to my podcast, Your Gut Health Puzzle Made Simple. I'm your host, Prajakta, and this podcast will help you uncover the root causes to your gut issues, help you heal and nurture your gut through the healing power of nutrition and healthy lifestyle modifications. I will be sharing quick and easy tips that you can implement right away to solve your gut health puzzle. Hey, welcome back to another episode. I'm a registered dietitian, founder and CEO of Right Nutrition Works, and I'm so glad you have joined me today. Today we are spicing things up as we explore the incredible benefits of five powerful spices: ginger, garlic, ajwain, black cumin, and turmeric. Get ready to discover how these humble kitchen staples can work wonders for your gut health, help balance your microbiome, and reduce inflammation. Let's jump right in. These spices come from Ayurveda, the 3,000-year-old traditional medicine of India. It is one of my favorite modalities to incorporate with my clients. In Ayurveda, spices are considered a class of medicines in their own right. In particular, there are five main spices that I strongly recommend to utilize during your gut healing journey to help improve your balance of microbes. And these are the ones that I mentioned earlier: ginger, garlic, ajwain, black cumin, and turmeric. Incorporating these spices will go a long way toward reducing levels of pathogenic bacteria, yeast, and parasites. An easy way to achieve the recommended daily intake of these spices is to incorporate these spices into your daily cooking recipes and even smoothies every day. Let's talk about the first powerful spice, which is ginger. This knobby root has been used for centuries in traditional medicine. It is used extensively in Ayurveda for its digestive benefits, anti-inflammatory properties, and energizing and stimulating effects like most spices. It is an outstanding source of antioxidants. Its key phytochemicals include gingerols, paradols, and gingerones. Ginger is often used in Ayurveda to tackle infections and is especially helpful against viruses and bacteria. Ginger also has a powerful capacity to reduce inflammation and pain, providing further benefits for autoimmune patients. Ginger has an excellent safety profile. The most common mild side effect is gastrointestinal irritation because it is quite pungent. High doses of this spice may cause heartburn, diarrhea, or stomach upset in some people. One of the most well-known benefits of ginger is its ability to help with digestion. Ginger stimulates the production of digestive enzymes, which help break down food and facilitate nutrient absorption. This can be particularly beneficial for individuals who experience indigestion, bloating, or discomfort after meals. Ginger as a spice is safe to use, but there are few contraindications for use of these supplements. People on blood thinners should avoid use of ginger because of possible herb-drug interaction. There are many ways to consume ginger, and in this case, the more is better. It can be used to add an aromatic note to any dish and can also be taken as a tea or an extract. Pickled ginger provides the additional benefits of fermented foods. If you are to use ginger powder, I recommend trying to incorporate a total of 1 teaspoon of ginger powder per day If you use fresh ginger though, I suggest aiming for about half inch piece distributed throughout the day. Next on our list is garlic, often referred to as nature's antibiotic. This pungent bulb is not only a flavorful addition to dishes, but also a powerhouse of health benefits. It has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-cancer properties. In addition to its anti-infective properties, garlic also has been shown to enhance the functioning of the immune system by stimulating beneficial immune cells, modulating the production of immune signaling compounds called cytokines, and reducing inflammation. The main active ingredient in garlic is called allicin, which is formed when garlic cloves are crushed or chopped finely. Allicin is known for its potent antibacterial properties, which help to combat harmful bacteria in your gut. By inhibiting the growth of pathogens such as E. coli and Salmonella, garlic can contribute to a healthier balance of gut microbiota. This compound has antibacterial and antifungal properties that can help rebalance the gut microbiome. In addition to its antibacterial properties, garlic also exhibits antifungal activity. Compounds found in garlic, including allicin, have been shown to inhibit the growth of fungal spices such as Candida albicans, which can cause infections such as candidiasis in your gut. By targeting fungi and yeast overgrowth, garlic helps to maintain a balanced microbial environment in your digestive tract. Chronic inflammation in the gut is associated with various gastrointestinal disorders, including inflammatory bowel disease, such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Garlic contains sulfur-containing compounds that possesses anti-inflammatory properties, helping to reduce inflammation in the gut lining. By mitigating inflammation, garlic may alleviate symptoms such as abdominal pain, bloating, and diarrhea, improving overall digestive comfort and function. A balanced and diverse microbiome is essential for optimal digestion, immune function, and overall health. Garlic supports gut health by promoting the growth of beneficial bacteria such as lactobacillus and bifidobacterium while inhibiting the proliferation of harmful pathogens. This helps to maintain a healthy microbial balance and supports digestive wellness. To maximize the therapeutic benefits of garlic, either crush garlic or mince your garlic and then wait for about 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, the compound called allicin in garlic will be synthesized and becomes heat stable, and you may then want to consume that garlic either raw or cook with that garlic without destroying the beneficial compounds. The next spice on our list for today is ajwain, which is also known as carom, which is not well known in the West, but is widely used in India, both in cooking as well as in Ayurveda. Ajwain contains a number of beneficial phytochemicals, including glucosides, saponins, and thymol. Ajwain can be an excellent source of fiber, a B vitamin called niacin, and minerals such as calcium, phosphorus, and iron. The high concentration of aromatic compound thymol in ajwain often reminds many people of thyme, which is also rich in thymol. Ajwain is traditionally used in Ayurveda to combat viral and bacterial infections and parasitic diseases. For these reasons, ajwain can be especially beneficial to address gut dysbiosis or imbalance of your gut microbiome and to improve microbial balance in people with autoimmune conditions. A number of studies have demonstrated digestive benefits of ajwain, including treatment of peptic ulcer, improved activity of digestive enzymes, and reduction in stomach discomfort and pain. Ajwain can be consumed in either whole seed or in a powder form. It can be found commonly in Indian grocery stores and is available online to improve its flavor. You can cook the seeds first by either dry roasting or cooking them in small amount of oil. Ajwain makes a good addition to meat, vegetables, and lentil dishes as well as curries. I recommend aiming to incorporate 1 teaspoon of ajwain seeds or half a teaspoon of ajwain powder in a day, which is distributed between your various meals. Next, we will talk about black cumin. Black cumin, which has actually no relationship with cumin, is not easy to find. It is a spice that has tremendous healing potential, especially when it comes to autoimmunity. Black cumin is a small black seed that is somewhat shiny, and it is referred as a hidden gem in Ayurveda. Studies show potential health benefits of black cumin in many conditions, including heart disease, cancer, and autoimmune disease. There are more than 100 different compounds in black cumin, including various kinds of amino acids, essential fatty acids, and a compound called thymoquinone, which is the chief anti-inflammatory phytochemical found in black cumin, and it is not actually found in any other food. Black cumin has shown anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, pain-relieving, immune-boosting, and fever-reducing properties. In Ayurveda, black cumin is traditionally used for its antimicrobial activity. These properties, including anti-parasitic and antifungal effects, they have been documented in multiple studies. Black cumin has been shown to be not only rich in antioxidants, but also able to strengthen the body's own antioxidant defense system by modulating enzymes relating to glutathione, which is the master antioxidant in your body. Increasing glutathione levels helps support liver detoxification, which is very beneficial for those with autoimmune conditions to help keep toxin levels low. People with autoimmunity have high levels of oxidative stress and are likely to benefit from increasing antioxidants in their diet. Black cumin is a safe compound. The whole seed is safe to consume as a spice, or you can grind them and use it in a powder form. To find black cumin, you have to venture to specialty stores or Indian markets where it is often sold under the name called Kalonji. It is also available online, and I recommend brands that have organic versions such as Mary Roots or Now Foods. Black cumin have a mild peppery taste and it adds an aromatic flavor to recipes. They can be added to meat, vegetables, and bean dishes and can be used in various sauces and soups. If you are using whole black cumin seeds, I recommend trying to incorporate at least 1 teaspoon each day. You can place it in a pepper mill and grind it onto your dishes or cook with it. With black cumin seed powder, I suggest using 1/2 teaspoon each day. Now, the last spice that I want to talk in today's podcast episode is turmeric. I'm sure many of you are familiar with turmeric. While turmeric is best known for its anti-inflammatory effects, it is surprisingly potent antimicrobial. Studies show that it has significant antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal effects. Curcumin, the most famous key ingredient in turmeric, reduces inflammation through multiple mechanisms at a cellular level in our body. Because chronic inflammation is the hallmark of autoimmunity, curcumin is especially valuable because of its powerful anti-inflammatory effect. Curcumin is effective at blocking NFKB, its transcription factor that turns on the expression of genes related to inflammation and has been associated with various autoimmune diseases. The gut plays a crucial role in immune function as it is home to a large portion of the body's immune cells. Turmeric helps to modulate the immune response in the gut, promoting a balanced and appropriate reaction to pathogens and foreign invaders. By regulating immune activity, turmeric can help prevent excessive inflammation and tissue damage in the gastrointestinal tract, supporting overall gut health. The lining of the intestines, known as intestinal epithelium, serves as a barrier that prevents harmful substances from entering the bloodstream. In conditions like leaky gut, this barrier becomes compromised, allowing toxins and bacteria to leak into the bloodstream and trigger inflammation throughout the body. Curcumin in turmeric has been shown to promote the integrity of the intestinal lining, helping to repair damage and strengthen the gut barrier. By supporting gut healing, turmeric contributes to improved digestive function and overall well-being. Inflammatory bowel diseases such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are chronic inflammatory conditions of the digestive tract, characterized by periods of flare-ups and remission. Studies have demonstrated that curcumin supplementation may be beneficial for individuals with inflammatory bowel disease by reducing inflammation, alleviating symptoms, and potentially extending periods of remission. Try to consume as much turmeric as you can in a variety of different forms. I recommend getting turmeric into your diet every day. Add some black pepper to accompany the turmeric because this greatly increases the bioavailability and absorption of curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. I suggest cooking with turmeric powder. You can even take turmeric as a supplement. When turmeric is processed into an extract, the absorption and bioavailability are increased, and body tissues will be penetrated better for therapeutic effects. To get it into your whole body, the supplement form is necessary. Whether you enjoy turmeric as a culinary creations or consumed as a supplement, turmeric can be a valuable addition to a gut healthy diet and lifestyle. And well, That's a wrap for today's episode. The incredible healing powers of ginger, garlic, ajwain, black cumin, and turmeric can work wonders for your gut health, balancing your microbiome and reducing inflammation. So next time you are in the kitchen, don't forget to sprinkle in these amazing spices and give your gut some extra love. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Be sure to subscribe for more health tips and wellness insights. Until next time, take care of your gut and keep spicing up your life. See you next time.